Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The Takeaway is supported by the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable development in communities across the country. More at rockfound.org. You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Well, if it's true, it is a large defection from the country of Libya. Saadi Gaddafi, the third son of former Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, has fled to the neighboring country of Niger. That's according to Niger's justice minister. Meanwhile, we still don't know where Muammar Gaddafi is. Joining us now from Niger, Thomas Fessy, West Africa correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Thomas, what kind of confirmation do we have that Saadi Gaddafi is in Niger?
Well, basically, what we know for now is that al-Saadi Gaddafi arrived in Niger yesterday on Sunday. He was spotted in a convoy with eight other people in the northern desert area, north of Agadez, just south of the Libyan border. He was spotted by the security forces of Niger, who then escorted him to the northern town of Agadez. And what the government says is that he should be transferred to the capital, Niamey, where I am at the moment, either later on today or tomorrow.
So what does this mean? I mean, this obviously is a hugely symbolic move if we have one of Gaddafi's sons fleeing Libya. But does this mean as much to the people of Niger as it does to the people of Libya?
Exactly. It is symbolic because it's also not the first. It is the first Gaddafi's direct relative who's coming over to Niger, but it's not the first loyalist or close to Gaddafi to come over to Niger. We have already at least three other top commanders who fled last week and came into Niger. The Nigerian people, to my understanding, are kind of divided, you know. Some of them, because of the large sums of money that Colonel Gaddafi has invested in Niger and other countries in the Sahel region, oil money mainly, because of all these investments. Well, the people of Niger are sort of grateful to Colonel Gaddafi, but now many of them are saying that, you know, Colonel Gaddafi is done and we don't want him to come here because he would bring his own problems into the country.
We're speaking with Thomas Fessy, who's the West Africa correspondent for our partner, the BBC, and we're talking about the fact that Saadi Gaddafi, who is Muammar Gaddafi's third son, has fled to the neighboring country of Niger. Thomas, tell me, are we now going to see a stepped-up security on that borderline between Niger and Libya? I mean, are people expecting that this is the first of many defections over that border?
Well, it's been a week now that top commanders from Colonel Gaddafi's regime are coming over, but we expect many more to come, obviously. But you know, the border is a long stretch of hundreds of kilometers in the desert, so obviously the Nigerian security forces don't have all the means to provide the security that is needed to monitor the border as it should be. Now, they're also saying that all these Libyan officials who are coming into Niger, because they are not under arrest warrant by the International Criminal Court, they will be hosted in Niger, in the country, on humanitarian grounds. So there is no plan for the government authorities right now to actually expel these Libyan officials, but rather to host them here in Niamey.
But Thomas, that also implies that should one of the people come across the border that does have a warrant out from the ICC, the International Criminal Court, they will hand them over to the authorities?
Well, this is what we don't know, and this is what the government has yet to answer, because so far the government of Niger said that it will comply to its obligations towards the ICC as a signatory to the Rome Treaty. But when asked whether that means that, for example, if Colonel Gaddafi turns up, or one of his sons like Al-Saif, who is also wanted by the ICC, does that mean that the Niger government will arrest them? Well, the government say we haven't answered that question yet, so we don't know, and they sort of left the question open.
That's Thomas Fessy. He's West Africa correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Thanks, Thomas.